Highway 17 is a major link for eastern North Carolina. It connects military bases, the port, and other economic engines of the region. Improving the flow of traffic along Highway 17 from Jacksonville to New Bern has been a priority for the Department of Transportation for many years, and finally progress is being made in fulfilling that goal. Executive Director of the Highway 17 Association, Mark Finlayson, says road projects planned for Jones County have been approved and will break ground in 2015.
DOT calls it the R-2514 project. That's their STIP designation, State Transportation Improvement Program. It is the same project that we've been dealing with one way or another for decades, literally.
Finlayson says the project has been delayed again and again due to potential impacts to historic properties, wildlife species, and the environment.
So all those things had to be taken into account and eventually were resolved, perhaps taking longer than they would otherwise.
In August, NCDOT appropriated the final $56 million to fully fund the project. The plan involves the construction of two bypasses around the towns of Maysville and Pollocksville and the widening of the stretch of existing highway between the two communities. Finlayson says the entire 12 to 14 mile projects will start simultaneously.
At the Board of Transportation meeting, the board approved an acceleration of the contract letting for the project so that it will take place in June of 2015. And all three of the segments, the Pollocksville bypass, the stretch in between, and the Maysville bypass, will be let together.
When the project is completed, the entire Highway 17 corridor south of New Bern to the South Carolina state line will be four lanes. Mayor of Pollocksville Jay Bender believes the $225 million project will have a positive economic impact on the small town.
The pros are obviously a great reduction in the amount of traffic through our little town, which has become a real safety issue. The other pro that I see that comes from the bypass is going to be a significant economic boost in the area just outside the current town limits. The major intersection for the bypass through Jones County will be at the intersection of 58 and New 17. That's where the beach traffic comes from. Pollocksville will even actually get two stoplights out of the deal.
Mayor Bender says several companies have already contacted him with interest in setting up new businesses in the town. He believes an existing industrial area just north of Pollocksville will see benefit from the road projects too.
This will be an easy access for these folks to get on and off a major highway, and it will make them more efficient, it will make them grow, and it will make our area grow.
While Bender is optimistic, some aren't so happy with the plan. I traveled to Maysville on Thursday where I spoke to a dozen residents. It was mixed reaction, with some welcoming the new highway and others opposed to it. Ian Dine is a store manager for Piggly Wiggly in Maysville. He says they'll take a hit, especially during the summer months.
We'll miss out on a lot of the beach traffic during the summer. Probably picks up after Memorial Day and runs through about Labor Day. You know, people stop in and they have timeshares at Emerald Isle. We'll stop in, you know, get a week's worth of groceries or so, and that helps us out during the summer. Well, I just hope it doesn't turn this into the town that time forgot. I'd like to see the town grow and the community grow and not isolate themselves.
Town manager Jonathan Franklin agrees some of the local businesses will take a hit, but he says the bypass will give Maysville the chance to reclaim its main street.
With the traffic that goes through now, it's not safe. It's not pedestrian friendly for people who walk. Once we can get a majority of that traffic going around or going through the bypass, we can really focus on making downtown Maysville, or, you know, Main Street, you know, usable, make it walkable, make it stroller friendly, and really start to, transform Main Street into what typically you would think of a Main Street in a small town like Maysville is.
Franklin says he's glad to hear the Department of Transportation will be widening a dangerous section of Highway 17.
As far as safety goes, between Pollocksville and Maysville, you have like one of the highest numbers of extrications, meaning the fire department rescuing people in car accidents. So we're also looking forward to getting that four-lane road through here to make the route a lot safer than what it is now.
The highway improvement doesn't come without a cost. Brian Yamamoto is the head of the Department of Transportation's Eastern Project Development and Environmental Analysis Branch. He says about 50 people will be displaced as a result of the widening project.
In addition to the properties that are completely taken, there are going to be some people that are just losing pieces of the property. So we do have right-of-way appraisers that go out and appraise the damages to those pieces of property, and then you enter into the negotiation process with our right-of-way section.
Yamamoto says construction will start in 2015 and could be completed as early as 2018. To see a map of the R-2514 bypass through Onslow and Jones counties, go to our website, publicradioeast.org, and click on this story. For Public Radio East, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.